What's up, my friends? It is Wednesday. It is 9 o'clock-ish, and you're here with me, Melissa, on Oral Stimulation. Of course, I am joined once again by my very awesome co-host. Say hi over there, Alex.
Hi over there, Alex.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. This is my favorite time of the week.
Why?
Because I'm here with you. It's quiet in our little cocoon here. We can say whatever we want, and the backlash doesn't come till we walk out the door.
It's always a fun time on Wednesday nights between 9 and 10.
It is. Actually, the fun kind of starts around like 7:30, huh?
On the way in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when things get good. We'll tell you guys about it someday. But anyway, what have you been doing this week?
Actually work. I've just been working my tail off. That's pretty much it.
Actually,
to kind of go back to kind of what happened last week, it was one of my really good friend's birthday. And he's the one that wants his wife to poop on him.
This guy is never going away.
Yeah. Well, I have to do a follow-up. I'm sure that has to come up one way or the other.
True.
He, no luck. It was his birthday. I don't think it was going to happen anyways. I think they're waiting for that right time to make it happen. But when it does, I'm definitely going to keep you updated.
Man, do you realize the buildup of good stuff we have going on this show?
There's a lot of things going on.
We've got the pooping on the chest. We've got the Skittles blowjob that's never going to happen.
You know what? Speaking of Skittles blowjob, a lot of my friends and a lot of people that listen, they call me Skittles.
Do they?
Yeah. And I'm like, I had nothing to do with that at all. But I'm nicknamed Skittles. It's not because I'm wearing like a bright yellow shirt or lime green. It's because of you.
Innocent bystander.
I think through association, I kind of get the Skittles. That or Altoids.
Am I pulling people down? Am I giving people bad reputations just by standing next to me now?
No, I think it's actually cool because that means people are listening. And that's, you know, people are paying attention.
That is true.
That's definitely a good thing.
Hey, if anyone is out there and paying attention and wants to talk to us, give us a call. 1-800-893-9562. We'll answer and we'll be nice, but you're going to have to divulge something to us.
It'd actually be interesting to see like how people's weekends were if actually people tried the whole Skittles thing or the Altoids thing. Please call in.
Do you think they would do that?
I don't know. Maybe we could start a trend, you know?
Dude.
That whole Skittles thing, that was kind of like your own idea,
right? That's kind of awesome. What if we start talking about all the cool things people could do in bed and then they do them?
I'm not going to sign up for the whole poop on my chest thing. But that cake farting thing does sound pretty interesting from last week.
I know. I was baking cakes this weekend. I wasn't farting on them though, I promise.
Anything new with you? I noticed something on you.
What did you notice?
I noticed that your hair is different color.
Little bit. What do you think?
I think it looks very flattering on you.
Really?
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. I did a little elevator eyes on you earlier. And I know just the whole fuck me boots. Just for you guys listening, Melissa looks absolutely stunning tonight. She's wearing pretty much, it looks like kind of like a trench coat with some like fuck me boots. They pretty much go like right above her knee. Like, would you call them thigh highs? What would you call them?
You're not even looking. You have this image in your head, don't you?
No, I saw you earlier and I couldn't forget about it.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite dresses, actually. It's kind of too short to be a dress, but that's why I only wear it at night. So it might just be a shadow. I don't know what you're saying.
Shadow. But no, I do like your hair color.
Thank you. I'm happy with it. It's kind of a little more reddish. I don't know. We'll see.
I also noticed one piece of jewelry that you wore this week that you've never worn that I've seen you. And that's the earrings.
Of course you would notice that.
Well, how do I not? You know what? I always bring up like different jargon when I come on the show and I'm always introducing people to like, I guess, the terms that I use. One of the terms, if like a girl's wearing hoop earrings amongst my friends, we say hoopsin. Oh, that girl's hoopsin. Or check that bitch over there. She's hoopsin.
Check that bitch over there.
I'm keeping it real. Or I don't say like, check out that hoe.
You should. Try it next time.
I'll see where it gets me.
So, okay. What do you think about the size of my hoops? Am I a big hoe?
No, actually, they're very conservative. Very conservative.
They're not tiny like church hoops.
No, they're not. They're just right.
Okay. All right. Just right size. That's awesome. Hey, but you know what? If you guys want to know what the right size hoop is, I feel so bad. Like, we haven't told anybody this yet. But you can actually watch us on skidrowstudios.com. You don't have to just hear us. You can see everything that's going on.
Should we wave hi to everybody?
Is anybody watching?
I don't know. I think there's a bunch of people.
Perfect. So hi, everyone who's watching. I hope you're having a great night, just like we are in here. Something I did this week. This is so much fun. That Funny Squad video that I was telling you about.
Okay.
Yeah. It's out. Finally, the Halloween episode. Marcellus, who writes all of our stuff, he did an amazing job.
Okay, where can we find this? Everybody needs to know so they could go watch it. We're going to talk about it. They need to be able to watch it,
yes,
right?
Yes, YouTube. Watch us.
YouTube on where?
Oh, just look for Funny Squad. Funny Squad, Halloween episode, part one.
Okay.
Part two will be out later.
And is it on your Facebook page or on Aural Simulation?
Maybe once or twice on my Facebook page.
Do it 5 times.
It's like better. 9 or 10 times.
There you go.
It's all over my Facebook page. That's all I really want to talk about on Facebook. I'm not into blasting people on there anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's actually kind of childish when people do that.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, they need to grow up a little bit.
I think so. It kind of shows your true colors. Whatever. Yeah, moving on. So we have so much to get into this week. I don't even know where to start. Okay. Well, I kind of want to start at the end, but we'll start at the beginning. So we were talking last week about fantasies, and one fantasy that people have is to switch positions in the bedroom. So if one person is usually the aggressor, sometimes people kind of want to try out the other side. Now, what about you, Alex? Are you usually the aggressive one in the bedroom?
Yes, I'm usually the aggressor.
Really? You don't seem like the type. You seem so sweet, like you just lay back and take it.
I think that's when my true alpha male comes out. I like throw on some Tupac, how do you want it? It's like, bam.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know, I'm just keeping it real.
Wait, so you fucked her rap music?
No, I think it depends on the mood, obviously. I think at times it's, if I'm feeling kind of like I want you, I mean, I'll throw on some Tupac, how do you want, and like straight up like be aggressive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that weird?
Well, I just don't see you as the type.
Well, I don't, you don't really, you know that saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
You seem like the sweet candlelight, perfect glass of champagne, rose petal trail.
That is actually a page out of my book as well. No, actually, I think a majority of the time I'm more like the sweet and the tender loving type of guy. I'm very much about like the candlelights and like the rose petals and like the massaging and the kissing and the holding.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of massage, I was so tense this week. I've had such a stressful week, and it was like all up on my neck and my shoulders. It freaking hurt, and I got the best massage.
Really?
It was good. It was really good. I could actually move after it was over.
Sometimes, actually, it's a good way to what, release the endorphins. Is that what it actually technically does or no?
Endorphins? I don't know. That's kind of like getting excited and hyper, but this is just relaxing.
Actually, I think that's one of the things for me, and I would use the massage to kind of, you know.
Oh, wait. Does the massage release your endorphins?
No, I think it's actually that gets me more in the mood. Because we were talking a second ago about the whole like candlelight and stuff like that, or like the, I think it'll, starting with like a sexual massage always kind of leads to hopefully the happy ending.
Ah, stop saying happy ending. I really want to go to the end of our show.
I'm planting the seed.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. So you would prefer to be the aggressor.
Yes.
Now, what if a woman just takes control?
I think I would be vulnerable enough to let her do that. And then if I'm obviously comfortable, I would, you know, see how far it goes. If it's something where I'm uncomfortable, I think I would, you know, try to find a way to reverse back to having control.
What would make you uncomfortable?
I don't know, maybe like a finger up my butt.
Mindy raises her hand. She's got
the
finger.
How about fingers in the butt?
Wait, you doing it to someone else or you and fingers in yours?
Both, really. And my boyfriend's scared of my finger. We've had talks he's let me know not to be a rapist, and I need to keep calm, but...
Do you guys have a safe word at all? I mean, like, just say, like, out of nowhere, you're just doing it, he'd be like...
No. I respect his wishes for me not to put my finger in his butt, but it's really hard, and I really like his butt, so...
Do you ever feel like you might just have to grab someone else's butt and use your finger on them just to get that?
No, but I have this thing where, like, when I'm places, like, my eyes get drawn to butts, like, ladies
when
and
places.
Men. Like you're on the bus, and if there's a butt, like, I'll just, like, catch myself looking at it, and I don't mean to. It's subconscious, but...
This is why I don't take the bus, because the creepers like you.
Because creepers like me are checking you out every day.
Actually, I might be okay with that.
Oh. No, I totally agree with Mindy. I think I'm an ass guy, too. I catch myself looking at girls' asses all the time.
It's subconscious, so you don't mean to do it, but it just happens.
Actually, can I share something that I total turn off for me?
Please do.
You know, when I do check out women's asses, I think one of the biggest things of the turn off is when you could see the panty line.
Yeah,
girls, that's a big no-no. Whoever's listening, we do have female listeners, because guys always call in. That's like a biggest turn off for
me. Fashion tips by Alex.
Well, I mean, I think... It's different. I think I always notice them when I'm at the bank. I go to the bank. I don't know what it is. The teller that helps me out. I try to get my ones for the weekend. Make it rain. And at that point, I go and the girl turn around to grab them, you know, and I can't help but look and I'll see the panty line and I'm like, oh no, you didn't.
So you think bankers are more prone to having the VPL?
I think that's just where I probably... VPL stands for visible panty line. Is that what that means? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's new code for me to use.
Okay, throw that one around.
No, I think it's... I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. That's actually like if I go up to a girl and she totally like shuts me down or like not having anything I have to say, that's my biggest comeback is I don't like a girl with granny panties anyway.
Oh.
That's my ultimate diss to him. So if I go like, hey girl, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, she gives me no time of day. The first thing that comes out of my mouth, I don't like a girl with granny panties anyways.
Wait, does a girl turn you down?
Yeah, I get turned down probably
more
often than I'm told yes.
Oh, come on, I've seen your text list.
Text list, here we go. Actually, if you would like to get on this text list, please call in at 1-800-893-9562. I'll be delighted to text you. We're going to bump off number 19 and 20 and throw you in the top 20.
I thought I was number 19.
So you're moving up to top 5.
Oh.
That's only because I talked to your mom. Shout out to mom listening.
That's true. My mom does listen to every show.
Yes.
So imagine what I say when she's not around.
I hope to find out.
You're so dirty. So now you're being the aggressive one. Is that what you're saying?
I said I was. I never wasn't really.
That's true, but usually I am. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm just with guys who don't know how to take control.
Well, how about you? What do you prefer?
I actually feel more comfortable being the aggressor.
Really? Like, you mean, can you run like a scenario through? Can you like share?
Yeah. I mean, I love it when a guy is just sitting there watching TV, totally not expecting it. And I can just go up to him, tickle his shoulder, run my fingers down his chest, maybe just pull his pants down a little bit, start going down there. I like that. I like the surprise. I like when a guy just feels like, oh, shocked, stunned, so they don't move. So I can do whatever I want.
But have you ever done that? And he said something that killed the moment, like, go get me a beer.
Not necessarily a beer. You know what always killed the moment was... I was with a guy who was like, everything had to be super clean all the time. And it was like, sometimes you just want to take that person in, you know, you just want to be in the moment. You just want to be with that person. And then he stops you and he's like, go wash your hands, go get a towel, go do this. And you're like, dude, I'm not preparing to like, change the dressings on a wound. I just want to bang you, you know?
No, exactly. I think there's you want to be spontaneous and you want to live in that moment. I'm kind of the same way. But I think there's times when if a guy's working on his car, it's not like you're just going to go up to him. I mean, I think you would make him wash his hands, right? I mean, some people are like, they're like freaks about that. They're very anal about,
You say germs. Anal, I look at Mindy.
I think she's looking at anal herself.
She's looking at cake farting. Ew, Mindy.
Maybe that.
Maybe. It's her new thing. No, yeah, I know. I mean, clean sex is always good too. But that always goes back for me, that image in my head, like a really cushy hotel bed. It's nice and quiet. I can't even like put the image out there. It's such a, there's like plush carpet. Girls think about things like that. Good carpet on the floor.
I think it's important, especially for your feet. You want to run your toes through something, right? Nice and comfy.
I suppose, yeah.
Well, how about toes? Do you like getting your toes sucked on or licked? Some people are into that.
Not really. I don't know. People seem to like gravitate towards my feet.
Really?
Yes. It's been a thing very recently. I've had more than one person. Maybe it's because I post pictures of my shoes.
Well, maybe they're undressing you.
They're undressing my feet. Yeah, they're untying those laces.
Well, so what do they say? Like, I mean, during one of the shows back, like I told you, like I have a friend that straight up goes to girls and goes like, let me see your feet or let me see your toes. Has a guy actually done that to you?
No, but they've seen pictures and they're like, you know, we're kind of talking and playing around and it's like, oh, you know, tell me where you'd go, what you do. And they're like, oh yeah, take your shoes off and lick the arches of your feet. I'm just like, what?
And are you like, let's go right now? Or are you like, are you kidding me? Like, what do you say to that stuff?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, I'm not totally against it, but it's not really my thing. You know?
Have you had a guy like fuck the arches of your feet? Like kind of like put your feet together and...
No, I'd probably do that to a guy just to try to freak him out. But if it didn't freak him out, I'd move on to the next thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just probably bring out the Skittles and go, look what I found.
Yeah. I can't, look, the Skittles is reserved for one person who's no longer around. The Skittles have been retired. I'm going to have to find some new candy, find a new technique, try something new. It's all new. It's all new in the future. Forget the past. Forget the Skittles. We're moving forward with more fun stuff.
Speaking of moving forward, like, how's that going? Are you dating now or what's going on with that stuff?
Listen, I wish someone told me how fun it was to be single a long time ago. Because as much as I miss having someone in bed, having someone to cuddle with, having someone that I can always call, you know, my friends have really stepped up and it's like, okay, I don't have to be lonely and like just invest in this one person. And there's a lot of cute guys out there. I'm not going to lie. And it's fun to flirt with them and not, I don't know. I've always been like a friendly, flirty person, but there's never been any intention behind it. And now it's kind of fun to be like, oh, maybe I could seriously talk to you.
Well, I have plenty of friends. I have a wolf pack of friends. Oh, shout out to the wolf pack out there, by the way. Oh, big bad wolf. A big bad wolf. I could definitely introduce you to a bunch of good guys.
Are they tall?
Yes.
Do they live with their mom? that's my screening question. Like, my requirements are so basic. Like, you have to be tall. Don't live with your mom.
I have a bunch of friends that are single that don't live with their moms.
Well, no, never. We'll go there later. You know what else is like a serious turnoff? I mean, speaking of relationships, and because I have told you before, I'm not just hooking up with anyone. That's why it sucks to not be in a relationship because now I'm not getting any. But I love being deep into a relationship when you're comfortable, you're good with the person, you don't have to use a condom because nothing, and I know this is going to sound so wrong and so anti-safe sex, but nothing is worse than being totally in the mood and the guy's like, oh wait, hang on, let me grab that plastic bag.
That kills it, doesn't it?
It's just, ugh, I'm not against it, but it feels different, you know? It's not as warm and it's not, I just want to be in a long-term relationship.
You know what, on my end, I was always protective kind of growing up when I was younger. And then I hooked up with this one girl and there was no condom. And I love doing it without a condom. I agree with you.
But is it scary? Because like as a woman, you know, if anything happens, you kind of have more control over the situation. With a guy, you let that girl walk off and it's like, oh God, what if she calls me in 3 months?
Yeah, that's actually always a scary. Well, I mean, I always scared about. I think at that point you have to really build that trust with someone, especially if you're going to go like that.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to go raw dog some random girls. You know what I mean?
Gross.
Well, you asked. I think at that point you kind of figure it out. Yeah, I'm a pretty good judge of character. But they say, dude, I think it was like 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 people have herpes. So, I mean, there's STDs and people getting pregnant, right? I mean, there's always, you got to pay to play.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, the test came back good. That's all I'm saying. The test came back good. So, I'm good to go.
You're good to go. That's good.
I can't say that about other people, but we're not going there because we don't need to. So, let's move on from what turns you off to what turns you on, Alex.
Turning me on, besides hoop earrings and a nice smile and dark hair.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
What is the one thing a girlfriend could do? Oh, we're not talking about like random girls on the street because strangers can turn you on in different ways. But if you're in a relationship, what is that thing that's just going to be like the instant spark for you?
I think it's just acknowledging, like, you know, you give each other that look and it's on. Whether it be, you know, like right here, right now. Or, I don't know, in a parking lot. Or I think for me, just knowing the girl's down like that. You know what I mean?
Down to be crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to let your hair down, let loose. I think that's a turn on because at that point, it's like, they give you that look. And I think when things are kind of like forbidden like that, it's like, no, not right now. But it's like, yeah, let's do it because it's exciting, right? Because, I mean, you could just go be at home. I could be watching TV. And then like what you were saying earlier, like, you know, you start with a little massage. Next thing you know, you could tell I'm a little excited. Pitch a tent. And then one thing leads to another. And then, you know, I got you doing the splits on my couch.
Oh, wow.
You know? But, I mean, I think that's a little bit different. That's like one way. But if you're out somewhere and you kind of just give each other the eye and it's like, yeah, I want you right now. I think that's a total turn on for me. Knowing that like you just both like desire and want each other at that point.
So it's the look.
Yeah, I think there's a look. I mean, I keep giving you the look, but you don't look at me the same way.
It's just awkward when you look at me. Is that what it is? Is that the like I want you look? Is that it? Is it because I'm single now?
Well, you being single has nothing to do with it. I think I give you a look regardless. It's not like you got a ring on it.
That's true. No ring.
Yes.
No jewelry. Just hoop earrings. You know what turns me on is when a guy kisses the back of my neck, especially when it's unexpected. Like if I'm standing there, I don't know, doing my hair, getting dressed, writing something, who cares what it is? But if a guy just gently brushes my hair out of the way and starts kissing my neck, like, oh, it's over. I'm melting.
Are you talking like little pecks? Or are you talking like a full-on, like, I want to suck on your neck like a vampire?
Yeah, well, somewhere in the middle.
Something sweet.
Yeah. But I love having a guy's arms around me. That's what I miss from being in a relationship. Not the drama and all the other fun stuff that goes along with it. Just having like a big, strong guy around.
To have his arms around you?
Yeah.
And your legs around him?
Yeah.
There you go.
I love, you know, knowing that there's a guy behind me that might come up to kiss me. Like, oh, just that tension, just waiting for it. It gives me goosebumps.
When I think of a guy standing behind you, for some reason, I think of prom picture. Is that what you were trying to envision?
No. I was thinking of standing in my kitchen cooking. Well, actually, I wouldn't cook, so doing the dishes. Well, I don't really do the dishes either. So maybe loading the dishwasher or just, you know, standing in the kitchen waiting for a fantasy.
And just him kind of knowing like, hey, like I miss you or I want you, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it can be the most subtle thing that's so hot.
Which turns into super hot.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because then it goes into the bedroom.
And then what happens after the bedroom?
Oh, after the bedroom? Sandwiches, obviously.
Sandwiches? What kind? Do you have a preference on what kind of sandwich you want after?
Deep fried grilled cheese stuffed with macaroni and cheese.
Whoa, that's like Believe. A grilled cheese with macaroni and cheese.
It's so good. Have
I've
you
never
had,
had it? No.
Oh my God. There's this place called the Grilled Cheese Truck.
Yes.
It drives around LA. It always freaking parks in front of my sister's house. My sister is so beautiful and tall and so skinny, and she wouldn't touch a piece of cheese to save her life. But it always parks in front of her house. I'm like, oh, please, go get me one.
Oh, my gosh. I really need to try this. I didn't even know that it existed.
Are you serious?
You know, I mean, I've had grilled cheeses, and I think as a kid, that was like one of my favorites because it was the easiest to make.
Oh, no.
It sounds like a cup of noodle.
Oh, you don't even know. Like, don't even get me started about grilled cheese because that's almost hotter than neck kisses.
Sometimes I put like a sliced tomato in it. Is that like awkward for you?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Tomato. Oh, I used to make these sandwiches that had the best like mayonnaise, spicy sauce, and all this cheese. And oh God, they were so good. I totally forgot about those. But the tomatoes were like marinated in that balsamic vinegar.
Oh, geez.
Oh, so good.
How do we start talking about food?
Because it's
food
sex and then sandwiches.
So cheese gets me going.
What kind of cheese, though? Are you like a...
Sharp cheddar.
Sharp
Ooh,
cheddar.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I love
like
all
any
cheese,
white
though.
Cheese.
Yeah.
White cheese? Are we talking Swiss, American? I mean, white mozzarella?
Provolone.
Oh, that's good.
Pepper jack
is amazing.
Spice it up.
Yes. I love mayonnaise and cheese.
Mindy's all about the spice.
Seriously, Mindy knows what's up.
I do. I like spicy. Today I went to an Indian restaurant and I was like, spicy. And they're like, spicy? I'm like, yeah, 10. And they're like, really? I don't get it. People think I can't handle my spicy.
Because you're a white girl.
I know, but I love spicy. I grew my own peppers. I'll like eat that stuff all day long.
You know what? When I was in college, I thought I was going to be all agricultural. Because Nebraska finally hit me, I guess.
Yeah.
And I grew some peppers. I don't even know what kind of peppers were. But I dried them out and I put like half of the tip of one in this big vat of spaghetti sauce. And it was so spicy. I couldn't even eat it. I was like dying.
Yeah.
I'm
peppers
so
peppers are pretty easy to grow because none of the little pesky animals like deer or rabbits will eat your peppers.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're safe.
All my other vegetables perished to the deer when I went on tour. But when I came back, my peppers were happy and ready to be picked.
You grow lots of vegetables?
I did one year. I tried it. I'd do it again if I had a yard. Yeah.
You can come grow them in my yard. I have a nice size yard for no reason.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Where do you live? Oh, wait, we're on the radio. Maybe you don't want to tell us.
She lives
us
in
that.
The OC.
I live in Orange County. Come find me.
Wait, so going back to your 10, was it spicy? Could you handle it? Was it out of control
what
spicy?
I got today, it was spicy. They honored my request. It wasn't out of control. Like, I didn't finish more than a glass of water, but I was sweating, and that's what I like in my spicy food. But when I order super spicy stuff, they always like, are you sure? Like, do you know what you're doing? Do you think you can handle our spicy Indian food?
You know what? They always look at me and they ask that almost as a joke. They're like, do you want it spicy? Mild for you.
Yeah. It offends
me. Get that every time.
I can handle my spicy shit.
I can't do that. I need to run to the bathroom if that happens. And at that
Why
point,
is it always poop with you?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just being, my stomach can't handle it. I will literally be like on the toilet, like a rocking chair saying, ooh, wee, help me please somebody.
You are Filipino.
Yes. That doesn't mean I like spicy food.
Yeah, but you guys eat the weirdest things.
What, besides like goat? I mean, what's weird?
Like whole dead baby chickens in the egg.
That's called bloat for all those people that look it up, Google it somehow.
Ew.
It's supposed to make you strong. The hair on your chest.
Ugh.
I drink the juice. I couldn't really actually eat it.
You got Jollibees, right?
Yeah.
I just like get the Jollibees. Corn at Jollibee.
I live by Jollibees.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you get the spaghetti?
I've never tried their spaghetti.
What do you get? What do you usually get there?
Chicken strips.
Chicken?
Yeah.
You go to a Filipino restaurant to get chicken?
I guess I do. Well, spaghetti's Italian, right? I didn't know that was Filipino.
Yeah, but they put like sugar in it, right? They make it sweet.
It's like a sweet, like ketchup, actually.
Oh.
Type of thing.
Mm. Wait, Filipino, tell me about banana ketchup.
Banana ketchup? That's actually kind of what it is. It's something sweet like that. I don't know specifically because I grew up in Orange County, so I'm not probably the most, I can't believe the Filipino expert, but it's actually, banana ketchup is actually sweeter and it's used on a lot of dishes.
Is it made out of bananas or does it have bananas in it?
That is an excellent question. Can someone call in and back me
up? Can someone bring me a bottle?
I could find you a bottle. I don't know how old it is if it's in my house, but I'll bring you a bottle.
Can anyone bring me a bottle of banana ketchup? Please, please, pretty please. I'll love you forever.
Do you actually enjoy that?
What?
Have you had it before?
No. It's just like fabled to me. I've heard of it.
I'll get you some. Definitely get you some.
If anybody else wants to get on that banana ketchup, call us at 1-800-893-9562. Do you ever role play?
Yes, I've occasionally dibble dabbled in role play.
Oh, this is going to be good. I see that face. There's a story there. Tell me, come on.
No, I think it's one of those things where I have a friend that me and my crazy friends, he was actually talking to this girl, and she goes, let's role play. And she goes, I want you to slap me. He goes, what? Are you kidding me? You want me to slap you? She goes, yeah, slap me. So he just straight up she slapped him. And he was like, okay, she's being real. So he ended up slapping her back, and they got into this whole thing of like slapping each other.
A good thing?
I guess so, because it ended up getting crazy between them.
Are they still slapping each other today?
No, they're not together. I think that was temporary. But I think going into that, I think it's one of those things where, like, I think some guys are caught off guard if they're, like, used to just, like, a regular, like, missionary or, like, reverse cowgirl position or doggy style, something like that. When a girl becomes the aggressor and she goes, like, I want you to choke me. And, you know, as a guy, I'm like, you want me to choke you? What? You know what? I think at some point, I mean, I don't know if even a safe word is discussed at all, or, you know, you just start choking a girl and you're like, hint it. I mean, what if she passes? I mean, you don't know at that point.
Oh my God. I heard the best thing at a party this weekend.
What's that?
Oh my God. Hang on. First, fair disclaimer to everyone out there. If you try to choke me, I will stab you. I will find whatever it is, the nearest piece of furniture, and I will stab you in the ribs. Don't ever try to choke me. It will not be sexy.
Do not choke Melissa.
Yeah. So I was at this Filipino party this weekend.
Of course. And they didn't have the banana ketchup for you?
No, I didn't eat. I got there late. But anyway, so all the guys were talking about this thing called a donkey chop. And I was like, what is a donkey chop? And I guess only like three guys knew about it. Do you know what it is?
No, actually.
Okay.
I've heard of like a donkey punch, but a donkey what?
Chop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to know what this is now.
So, and all the guys, I was like, come on, tell us. He's like, no, I can only do it on someone who knows. Well, I guess this guy tried it on this girl, but she wasn't expecting it. And it's kind of messed up, but.
Okay.
So a guy is going at a girl from behind, right? He's got his cock in her pussy. And all of a sudden, he takes his hand and he like chops her in the back of the neck. So she passes out. But I guess your face.
But I guess
her pussy clenches like super, super tight. And some guys really like it.
Really?
I guess. I don't know.
But then you've got
this passed out girl in front of you. And it's like, was it good for you?
Yeah, that's kind of weird for me. can you make your pussy lips a little bit tighter?
Me?
Yeah. Can you like, what's the word when you kind of make them tighter?
The so inside? Like, you can't make the
Well,
lips
not the outside, but I meant like the inside.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I wouldn't have to like judo chop somebody to make them tight. Imagine if you're like fucking in the asshole and you did that.
Oh, right? What if you lost it in there? Trip to the emergency room.
Well, what about like, since we're kind of like going towards the thing of like endings. Have you heard of like the Spider-Man? Or like a Superman?
No, but I wish Ron was here because I'm sure he would know. What is it? Tell me about
the
endings.
Spider-Man is like, you know, like if a guy's kind of like, he's jacking off and he comes in his hand and he flicks it towards the girl.
Wait, so he's jerking off like in the corner and the girl is just, what?
Yeah, no, the watching girl's TV? Just like watching or, you know, like a little birdie looking up at him.
See, I need the whole scenario set for me.
Okay, say that you were on your knees sucking my cock. Okay, and I'm about to nut. I grab my dick, I start jacking off, and I come in my hand and I flick it at your face.
That's disgusting. Because you're like a foot away from me. What if it went in my eyes?
Dude, that's an extra souvenir for later.
Ew.
You get like a little eye booger from memory.
Okay, so that's the Spider-Man. Even Mindy's dying.
Well, the Superman. You never heard the term Superman?
No, I don't know any of these comic book coming configurations.
No, okay. The Superman is actually when you nut on a girl's back and you throw the sheet over it. It's that simple. Maybe that's not as fun or exciting. But like,
what's the point of that?
I don't know. Superman's a cape.
I bet your favorite's the snowball.
Snowball? I'm more of like about like a... like a... they have this thing that I've kind of been... I have a friend that does this thing. They call like the windmill or the Dominique Wilkins. And what they do is like they have like a girl. They're like finger banging a girl, right? And like at that point, they pull it out of her pussy and they put it in her mouth, his fingers.
Oh, what?
Right? I mean, I don't know. They call like a Dominique Wilkins or like a windmill move because like literally you're like from down low and you go up into the mouth.
For everything I think I know, you have something I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait to go to work tomorrow and everybody be looking at me differently. It's going to be awesome.
Does your coworkers listen? Do they?
Yeah, I'd be at work, which they all lied to me. They said they were going to call in. I'll be walking at work and they'll be like, hey, how do I get on your 20 text message list? How do I become number 20 or Skittles? That Skittles haunts me. And I had nothing to do with Skittles. This is Melissa's bright idea, and I'm labeled Skittles. That's awesome.
Well, maybe you'll find a girl to do it for you.
No, that's kind of like your thing.
You know what? Speaking of people calling in.
Right? We have a caller. Hey, caller, what's your name?
My name's Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you have to tell us tonight?
I would just like to say that I think Alex has a lot of friends.
Okay.
I mean, he has a lot of friends who like to experiment in different things. I really think this is Alex's, I let everybody know my secrets and blame it on other people.
Are you calling me out, Taylor?
Because you told me to.
Is this a setup, you guys?
I'm just saying, Alex, you're all call me out. I love it.
Well, call me out.
Tell us something about him.
What do you know?
What's like my deepest, darkest secret?
I don't know. I mean, I have an idea. I don't know if you want me to say it, though.
Yeah, he does.
We do.
Alex has a checklist of not just qualities, but characteristics he wants in a girl.
That's not too bad. Most people have that.
It's not bad. But you know, you usually hear it from girls. I commend it, and I've told him that before. I think it's awesome, you know, that you know what you want.
Have you seen this list?
No, but I've speaking
seen it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to know.
I know a lot of the checks on there.
What is it? Tell us.
Can you name five?
Can I name five?
Or name three. Let's start with three.
Okay, you gotta be a good cook.
Yes.
You have to value your family and friends.
Very good.
And communication is key in a relationship.
Oh my gosh, this girl knows me too well.
So those are all good things. That's nothing too crazy. That's not like she must wear.
No, I mean, I don't know any deep dark secrets about Alex, but I think he's still a lot with my little friend theory.
Everything that seems to come by Alex is pretty good.
Watch a lot of TV. Blame the media. You know what, though? I mean, I think in my defense, I think I have a lot of friends, and I think I've usually like that one, it's a phone call, like the break in case of emergency. And for some reason, people just volunteer information to me. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the way you answer the phone all smooth, like, are you okay? Is everything
all
right?
Oh my gosh, right?
Dude, I have two people on my team. Yeah.
No, I will go as far as to say that I do think Alex is one of the sexiest voices I've ever heard.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. The check is in the mail.
So Taylor, how do you know Alex?
That's kind of a funny story because I don't literally know him. We've never met, but I guess you could say we met through work. We both work in the same industry and we used to do a lot of business together.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Actually, that's how I met Alex too.
Yeah.
We worked at different companies and when I heard his voice, I knew he was the one for my show.
Aww.
And yeah, do you listen every week, Taylor?
Yeah, do you listen to us every week?
Uh-huh.
Aw, thank you so much.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just a class, so...
Oh my gosh, we're ruining this poor girl's education to listen to us.
Girl, get your education. Listen to us on archives.
But you're on my time.
Well, perfect then, perfect. Taylor, thank you so much for calling in and telling us a little bit more about Alex over here.
Yes, everybody You're wants welcome. To know more about me. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, Taylor.
Good night.
You're so innocent.
I am, very.
No one has any kind of stories to call you out. You've never done anything naughty.
Naughty? Well, I guess it depends on what you define naughty. I mean, I could be so different ways.
Do you get nasty in the bedroom? Do you like to role play like the dirty boy?
I mean, there's occasionally when, like, I want to, like, you know, I'm on top of a girl and I'm going to say, who's my little whore?
You would say that?
Yeah, of course.
And they like it?
It depends on the girl. If I get elbowed, if all of a sudden I'm getting thrown off or pushed off, then that's like, no. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. I don't know what came over me. Then I have to be like, go back to my whole Rico Suave.
Okay, you know what? We have another call here. So, caller, what's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Is this Oreo Oral Stimulation?
Uh-huh.
This is Melodic Mike.
How's it going?
Going well. Who's live there in the studio? I'm sorry, I'm trying to catch up here.
I don't even know what name to call you by. It's just me and Alex here.
There's a few of us actually in here. Are you watching from the video cam?
No, I am not. I just called in because just got off of work and wanted to show some support.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
What are you doing at work tonight? Any kind of Spider-Man, Superman moves?
It's a funny thing. I just logged on. I heard that right now and I started dying. It's the funny thing because I actually know Alex. And so...
Oh, I know you know Alex.
Oh, is that right? All of a sudden, My business is out there.
No, Melodic Mike is like my little brother for all you guys listening right now. So he does have some dirt on me. I could admit that.
What do you got? Tell us.
To be honest, I'm going to go along with, I guess the last caller was Taylor. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Taylor, yes. Taylor.
I'm going to say I will go with, yes, Alex is he's my big brother. I consider him a close friend. And I really can't say there's too much dirt on him. To be honest, it's one of those things where when you're around him, you want to be around him. And when you're not around him, you still want to be around him. It's the funniest thing. He just draws people to him. And I've noticed that by the way you guys are communicating back and forth. It's kind of like, oh, shoot. You guys have a great balance together. And I don't know how long you guys have known each other, but it seems as though you guys are very open and honest with each other. And that takes, you know, a little bit of trust and a little bit of time to develop.
That is true. We've known each other about
a whole, like, 8 minutes.
5 episodes.
Oh. Well, actually,
wow.
I don't know.
That's as long as it usually takes, right?
This is going to sound toy cliche, but you bring it out on me, Melissa.
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
Never?
You're so smooth.
It was a first time for everything.
Nice. Thank you. I'm just going to listen.
Thank you for the support. Make sure you have a pen and paper. Take notes, buddy.
That's what I plan to do. But no, on a serious note, I think the one quality that people need to realize about Alex is that he doesn't let just anybody into his circle, his tight-knit group. And I've been honored to notice this on how he is just very, I want to say protective, but also, it's just not anyone can be part of that group. And when you're in his circle of friends and his circle of family, it's just, he takes care of you. That's just how it is.
You are absolutely right. Alex is definitely a good guy. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. We will be talking to you soon, okay?
Check out his YouTube, Melodic Mike.
Oh, yeah. You too. Thank you.
YouTube.com, Melodic Mike. Everybody hit that down.
All right. Hello, my boy.
All right, have a good night, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
So this is quickly, again, becoming the Alex is a good guy show.
You know what? I guess I do have friends out there. Thank you, guys.
If anyone else wants to call in and talk about how awesome Alex is, call us at 1-800-893-9562. Alex, being the good guy that you are, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Actually, I wanted to be Psy, the gunman style guy. But I think everybody's going to be that guy. So I kind of don't want to do it. I think I could pull it off, but.
You could pull it off. Can you do the dancing?
Oh, yeah. I'm riding a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I noticed it. I was watching football over the weekend. A lot of the guys during like their touchdowns, they would do that dance. I cannot believe. And this guy is going to have a show at the Honda Center.
What?
In January. Isn't that
viral
crazy?
Video. Korean guy?
Yeah, but I mean, actually, I think he's had like a few albums out.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around.
So he's like legit.
Yeah, allegedly. I mean, so was Hanson. Look, where were they?
Ugh.
I don't know. Yeah, I just brought up
Hanson. Well, as long as that guy doesn't claim to be a virgin, I suppose he's okay. That was Hanson's whole thing, right?
I don't remember. All I know is
they sang about that comet and then people killed themselves and they were virgins. I think that was how the story went.
You know, I brought him up. I don't really know too much about him. Well, sorry.
Way to go. Good reference.
Nice I could follow it up, Bill. How about you? Have you thought about what you're going to be for Halloween?
Oh, I've thought a lot about it.
See, this is the time of year where I think like a lot of women, they dress up all like crazy and slutty.
I do that every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I need to see more often. But I think a lot of women will do that. You know, I don't know if it's just them, like, because they're not judged as other times or not. I mean, so.
I would never dress slutty. I'll be like a microwave for Halloween.
A microwave?
Tried it once. Cardboard box.
There you go.
Did you have something on the inside?
Popcorn.
Nice. For some reason, I thought a turkey. That's probably why I'm a vegetarian, because I don't even know how to cook meat.
Wait.
I don't know. If I saw a microwave, I would just think of having a turkey in there.
A turkey.
A whole, like just the whole turkey, like with the bones in it.
Okay, fine. Maybe a chicken. That's smaller. A sparrow? I don't know.
You don't cook birds in the microwave?
You can cook fish in a dishwasher.
What? Really?
Yeah. Really?
Dishwasher salmon.
I can't wait to YouTube that later.
I don't think you're supposed to use soap.
I have no idea that could happen.
You don't think?
Mm-hmm. At least you know it'll be clean.
Ugh. Yes, I have thought a lot about my Halloween costume.
What is it?
I don't know.
Aww.
There's so many ideas. Maybe I just want to go as a Filipino guy's white girl.
I know plenty of Filipino guys that I can introduce you to.
Should we tell our listeners where we're going to be on Halloween?
We're going to be here, actually.
Since Ron is kind of MIA, I guess.
We're going to be here.
We're going to be here doing our show. Mm-hmm. We're going to do something awesome. It hasn't come to us yet, but it's going to be awesome. And then after that, we're going to go up to Ron Swallow's karaoke Halloween party in Van Nuys.
Do you know the address by chance?
I can't think of it right now.
Ron, you need to call in, buddy.
I really wish you would call in. You said you were going to call in.
Sorry, trying to call in.
And you disappeared. You know what? If you find us on Facebook, it will be there. We'll post all the information.
And which Facebook page is this?
Facebook.com/oral stimulation, of course. Yeah, I'm going to have to come up with a good costume, huh?
You should, especially if we're going to go to a party afterwards.
I know. What should I be? Something with big hair.
Big hair?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of big
Peggy
hair.
Peggy Bundy.
Ooh. I don't think I could pull off those leggings.
I don't think you could.
Someone else could pull them off.
You have some nice long legs on you. Pull it off.
All right. Well, I do kind of have the hair color, I guess.
Are you trying to be a sexy something?
Obviously.
What's something that is never sexy that you could turn sexy?
A microwave.
Yeah. You could be like a sexy alien. Oh, man. Perfect costume. Be an abortion.
Oh.
Just get a skin tight, like flesh colored leotard and then just like roll around in some blood, fake blood.
That's horrible. Oh my gosh.
I know many a people who've done this.
Ew.
The abortion thing?
Sexy
abortion.
God.
Yeah, that'll
sexy be some abortion. Nothing sexier.
Okay, I'll work on that costume idea, I guess. I'm trying to pull up the address right now for people.
My boyfriend wants to do a couple's costume. He's the romantic one in the relationship. I didn't think of the couple's costume idea. He did.
So, have you guys played with ideas yet?
He wants to be Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
That's not bad.
He can pull off Fred for sure. I don't wear dresses, so that's going to be interesting, but maybe.
I'm trying to think, actually, what a good couples thing would be.
Okay, and there's our silence. Do you, you want to go as something?
Yeah, I was thinking about that right now. I was trying to brainstorm.
What should we do?
I don't know. I just want to wear a trench coat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just want to wear a dress.
You guys could go as, like,
well, that's
Gothic
like a,
people.
There you go.
The trench coat mafia.
Get all crazy.
I know. All right. Well, I'm going to post that address online, and I'm sure you guys will hear it next week. But we appreciate all of our listeners, and of course, we appreciate all of our callers. You guys have been awesome. Alex, you've been awesome, of course. And Mindy, you're the most awesome of all. We will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. You